This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Issues of the week, shall we now? It's 7 after the hour. Doug and Rich and Jennifer and Victoria taking on the charts from the folks at Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. The people on the list this week and the stories, we'll review many of them during the next hour. You can have input as well because we have a live Twitter feed going at Good Day Show, facebook.com/Good Day, instagram.com/Good Day Show. Richie, aren't you impressed with how technologically savvy I'm becoming?
Man, I will tell you.
Thrilled. So proud of me.
I am. I'm very proud of you.
Could you cry?
You are a technical wizard.
Could you cry? Thank you, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. All right, let me just go through the list here, and I'll probably stop at some point early on into the stories list. World sports talk radio usually comes in at number 10 on the countdown. And the big story this week, the Cavaliers won in the NBA. I even paid attention to this, mostly because it screwed up a business meeting that I had this week.
Cleveland shut down is the story.
Yeah, it really did. It's okay. I don't think there was anything rash. They didn't burn any cars. It wasn't like L.A.
No, they handled it pretty well.
Yeah.
And in Boston, when they win, they still burn stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly.
We talk so much about the negative stuff, so here's a place who gets to celebrate something. So, you know what? Yeah. I love them for that.
Good. Yeah. Right. Okay, another celebration and an amusing story in that if you saw the pictures of some of the former Led Zeppelin guys falling asleep in the courtroom, the case of Led Zeppelin versus...
Spirit.
Song was Taurus. Spirit, right. So what fascinates me about this is that these guys were the stars, and Zeppelin used to open for them.
Right.
And whoever, I mean...
Nobody's ever heard of them.
Exactly. I'm going to go around the room because we're all different ages. I never, ever heard of Spirit.
I'm a massive Zeppelin fan and saw them in concert when I was 12 years old. I've never heard of Spirit.
No. Anybody else ever
heard of
Spirit?
When you hear their song, no. Never. And when you hear the song they played in court, you realize why no one's ever heard of them. They're horrible.
Okay.
And boring.
So, all right, Richie, everybody knows what the riff is in Stairway to Heaven. So play a little bit of the... There's a riff there, as Victoria just suggested, from the Spirit song by the group is Spirit. The song's called Taurus, I think. And it's just, you're not playing it now, right? This is still from Stairway to Heaven?
Yeah, hold on one second. Here we go. Here's Spirit.
Button. Where's another button? So this is the only place right there that you could find any equivalency. That's it. After that...
You know what I thought was interesting about the case, though? The song wasn't a ripoff. This riff is similar. Sure, no problem.
Yeah.
But what I thought was interesting is everybody kept asking this band Spirit, why now? Why now? And it's because Led Zeppelin has done a digital re-release of a lot of their songs in the past 5 or 6 years. And now you can sue them again now because you re-released the song. Otherwise, it would have been too old for them to be able to take up any legal matters.
Some sleazy lawyer was on the ball.
Yeah, and you know...
Pretty much it.
Some of these old artists, lawyers, sit around waiting... listening for their opportunity. We had I better not name the artist of the song, but a song that you all know.
Come on. Yeah.
It might be
Capriani.
It might be Spirit in the Sky.
And might be Spirit.
Their lawyer for the artist for that thing.
Oh, right. Yeah, they sued you.
They came after us because they heard us use the song. And we showed them our little license, and here we go. We're all set. We've paid for everything.
Let's play it. You want to play it now? Spirit of the Sky?
I don't ever want to play that song again.
You know what? That's a great song.
Make your nickel off of somebody else now.
Yeah, that's a great.
Blew your chance here.
The only thing that Norman Greenbaum ever was known for, he was really a record producer. He put that tune together.
Yeah, one song, which is why his lawyers sit there and scan the radio dial looking for a way to make a buck off of it now. Because it's over.
Yeah. All right, speaking of lawyers and making a buck, the shameful political story of the week belongs to former U.S. Congressman Chaka Fattah. No relation to Chaka Khan.
No. Chaka Khan.
He resigned. Chaka Khan.
Or cut the Fattah, which happened today.
That's good to know. Thank you, Jennifer.
Oh,
all right, so anyway, Mr. Fattah has been cut from a Congressa. What a slime. This guy is a...
I'm not aware of what he did.
Right.
Okay, here we go. He was on the Appropriation Committee, been in office 11 terms. He said, I'm honored to have had the privilege of serving here, in his resignation letter, after he was found guilty, and part of the penalty was he had to get out of Congress right away. Apparently he's been playing every angle he could play. This guy is a crook to the nth degree. He was convicted on all of the 22 counts against him in the racketeering. He was buttonholing people into paying these nonprofit groups and all kinds of other groups. He had a $1 million campaign loan when he ran for mayor in 2007, so it took him that long to find the bona fides, if you will. The FBI had been investigating him, and of course, some of his constituents say the only reason the FBI went after him is because he's black. Otherwise,
right.
He's completely innocent of all charges.
Has nothing to do with the racketeering
that
he was
involved
in.
If you're a congressman, you work 4 years, and then you get retirement and benefits for life.
That's a
racket. Why would you throw that out the window? Why not just do your 4 years? I'm thinking about running for Congress so that in 4 years I could just kick back and go, I'm good. Why would you?
And the money, by the way, the money came from the guy who ran Sallie Mae, which is one of the crookedest of all the... Supposedly, when you borrow money from Sallie Mae to go to college, they're helping you out. Yeah, tell that to the people like my two kids who are still paying back Sallie Mae loans after they got out of school 20 years ago.
Sallie Mae like a first cousin to Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae?
Exactly.
In a manner of speaking, yeah, right.
Okay.
It's a quasi-government ripoff. That's basically what it is that targets people who can't get money to go to college any other way, and you're still paying the loan 89 years later.
It's just another scam to indebt you to the government for the rest of your life.
Right. His wife was a TV anchor in Philadelphia, and she quit yesterday, too.
Or she was asked to quit.
Right. I'm sure there's probably
one with the dinner conversation around that table was last night.
Divorce. I'm divorcing you.
Yep. Yep.
You embarrassed me. You ruined my career.
All
right. Exactly. Okay. Let's see. Next up, as we go through, spend some time on the Freddie Gray police charges, the court proceedings this week, and what happened there. That's next year as we review on the countdown the charts for the week of June 20th to the 24th. It's the good day take on what these issues are all about. Your thoughts as well. We'll share them on Twitter at Good Day Show.
Bobby, you're here again.
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I could finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dub Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store at staples.com for details.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
In the master bedroom, you'll see there's room for a king-size bed. And take a look at this walk-in closet. Now just imagine all these custom shelves and drawers turned upside down when a thief goes through them to take your entire vintage sneaker collection.
It's hard to know all that comes with buying a home or condo. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Call Geico today and see how much you could save on condo and homeowners insurance.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37 millimeter through the right engine. It was armor piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
All right, 17 and change after the hour. Countdown version of Good Day with the number 5 story this week. This has been discussed a lot with good reason. Freddie Gray, this is what, the third police officer out of five or six?
Third out of
six. To be tried? Yeah. And they all have been, including the officer this week, who was the driver of the police van, all have been cleared, all have been acquitted.
This and what I most find serious charges, by the way.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But what I find more troubling, and it kind of goes back to our discussion of Congressman Fatah and the outrage of, in some of the black media that if it wasn't for him being black, there's just so many white people that are guilty of the same thing. That's probably true. So why don't we go after all of them? What are we going to do? Leave them alone because of the color of their skin? I hope that's not the case. If it is, that's an outrage, and they would be right. And the same thing could be said of this Freddie Gray situation. There are many people in Baltimore, Richie, you're closer to it than anybody else in terms of geography, who say that the city would be on fire if it were not for the fact that the judge, and the same judge in each one of these cases, has ruled against the prosecution, and that means that these people are all white cops going free, but it was a black judge.
It was a black cop.
This was not a... This was Caesar Goodson.
He was a black cop.
All right. Caesar Goodson Jr. All right. Yeah. All right. He's the only... The other two were white, though, I think, right?
There was a mix. There was three and three.
Yeah.
Of the six, there are three white
and three
black.
So far.
I'll tell you, I talked to my brother, who is a cop in D.C., and he is about 2 years away from retirement. And says, you think you've got it bad now? Wait till you see the quality of recruits that are coming in because nobody that is really, really qualified even wants to come close to taking on this job
now.
Who
would want to? I mean, they talk about
taking on the job of a policeman anywhere?
Nobody
or
wants to be a cop now unless
no.
He goes, the recruits that are coming in now are all yahoos.
And, they talk about the Ferguson effect. I totally buy into that.
Yeah.
What sane person would say, I'm going to put my life on the line every single day for
people
you.
Who hate me.
For people who hate me and for people who want to take down my livelihood and what lies ahead for my family.
My brother cannot wait to get out. He says it's just crazy.
So he can go to work for some private security firm then, right?
Yeah.
Under the circumstances.
Make twice the money and not have to worry about all this.
Right. Yeah. All right. Well, it's a sad commentary on, in part, the news media's handling of things like this. 21 after the hour, countdown version of what's happening from the Good Day perspective.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Free! I'm telling you, I'm free! That's what the people in England are saying this weekend about the so-called Brexit vote. Britain exits from the EU. I, over the course of the week, when people started getting hot about this, I figured it could go either way. I'm an Anglophile. I've spent lots and lots of time in England. Love the country. People there are just, it's a wonderful place. So when, I remember when the EU went in, and the controversy about it then, and now the out, the escape. Part of the problem, maybe the biggest part of the problem, is all of the immigration that's coming as a result of what's going on in the Middle East.
Definitely.
And the cities outside of London are the ones that are taking it. As a matter of fact, I have friends over there who tell me that literally there are people wandering around like nomads in the small towns around Birmingham and Manchester. You go down the south coast to Southampton, and this, I mean, it is a mess. And the government doesn't know what to do about it.
Because the
European Union is telling them what to do, you got to take so many of these people.
Right. The government can't actually control how many people they take. It's the European Union who is controlling the flow, yeah, saying you have to take X amount of people, and that's not really fair.
Now, is this an immediate exit? Is this already
two years?
2 years.
Okay.
And let me tell you what
happens. Is the currency the first thing that changes over?
Within 2 years.
Really changed. Whenever I was in England, I always used the pound. I never used the euro. I never had a euro coin in my pocket. Never.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because you can use both there.
Right. Yeah, you can. Yeah, right. Yeah.
The only thing that will happen is now they'll become part of the European Economic Area, which is the EEA, just a different trade group. And they'll have to renegotiate the deals. Anything that the United States or anyone else in the world has with the EU now, that we'll just have to renegotiate that without England. It'll just take a few years for it to settle down. You're going to hear so much doom and gloom today. Your 401k is crashing.
Your
house is going to be taken away from you. You're going to hear so much garbage today.
Nonsense.
Just wait a week. Just chill. Have a beer.
Well, I'd go to the pub and have a beer. Richard.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Have a
point. The impact of this in the short or long term, I guess I'm putting myself into this, thinking about how over the years things have changed in England. They're very independent. They have the best thing for them was that you could get on a train and not have to have a passport. It was going around Europe. is like going around the United States. You just, you go. It's open. Everything, the borders are all open to
you. But unlike here, each country has its own set of rules, regulations. I mean, so it's really sort of weird.
But you can travel at least easily.
Yeah, yes.
And you have different recognition. So now the Brits, I'm guessing that probably won't change much because it's not to the European advantage because most of the tourists in Europe are from Britain. And so, I mean, the people that are going to visit Germany, it's easy, it's close, and there's wonderful things to behold all over Europe. So I don't guess that that's going to change very much. But it really is interesting that Cameron resigned right away, and then people say, oh, what's going to happen next year? What happens anytime is that one of the great things about England is they know how to have an election. Hello? Calling for an election 4 weeks from now.
Right.
You got a 4 week campaign, and that's it. Done.
And some guy you never heard of will be your next prime minister.
Exactly.
It's like a divorce. Everything's going to settle down. You know, this is just just a lot of questions now because it just happened. But everything will settle down.
The one thing to watch is Scotland is all empowered.
They want to go
again.
Too.
So
I know.
Scotland's
we're out.
We want out of the UK, so they're going to have that vote again.
Yeah.
Most
well,
likely.
Donald Trump's over there whipping it up this weekend, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's there right now. Yeah.
Is there a golf tournament? What is he over there for?
He's opening a golf resort.
Yeah, right. So he's mixing business and politics. What a concept.
His kids actually built this one, so he was going over there to support their opening, which was cool.
Is that why, you know, when I saw his kids, their hands were dirty, and I wondered about that. Both those kids, both the boys, had
gross.
Dirty hands. And what it happened was, when I'm working on the farm, I have dirty hands, dirty fingers. You know, all that stuff goes with working. So I'm glad, I'm proud of them. Good for you guys. 28 past the hour here.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. In fact, Discover is the only major credit card to offer FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
If you're not getting cash back for shopping, you're missing out. Download Ibotta now. Ibotta. It's the hottest app to earn cash on everyday purchases on groceries, apparel, electronics, beer, wine, and spirits, restaurants, and more. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Download Ibotta today free from the App Store, and for a limited time, get $10 just for trying it. Ibotta. For cash back every time you shop, you've gotta Ibotta.
Did you know a recent poll shows 86% of Americans disapprove of Congress? That's because 6 out of 10 Americans say they believe most members of Congress are willing to sell their vote for campaign contributions. It's your country, and I'm Jim DeMint with a conservative perspective from the Heritage Foundation. The public's distrust of Congress comes from Washington politicians putting special interests ahead of the interests of the people they represent. To put it plainly, Congress keeps the gravy train rolling for big special interests. That's what I call cronyism. Americans don't ask for special treatment. All we want is a fair shot. The Heritage Foundation works to make the voices of the American people louder than the special interests in Washington. Our government should create opportunities for all and show favoritism to none. That's a conservative idea for a better future. It's your country. Find out more at Heritage.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Feels like a good day. Stay inside. There's a marathon running on Channel 9.
34 after the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, working our way through the stories in review that have been the big items of focus on a lot of News Talk radio stations. We do the survey every week, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine. And we've worked our way to number three, which is the Supreme Court blocking, basically, if I cut through the mustard and get to the bottom line, the Supreme Court said our hands are tied. They voted 4-4 on the challenge to the immigration plan the president set forth a year or so ago. A group of the right-leaning states, I think 11 or 12 of them.
Even more, the governors from those states, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sued the federal government or sued the administration or whatever. And then they took it to the Supreme Court and they appealed. The bottom line of the ruling is that there was a program at the University of Texas in Austin that apparently encouraged people of color who didn't have good IQ scores to go to other campuses. And that's okay, apparently. I'm not thinking, unless I'm misreading.
Well, there were two Supreme Court rulings. One was affirmative action, which is the one you're talking about, and that one was upheld. Then there was the one on immigration that President Obama, this would have been like Obamacare Part 2. It was part of like his legacy package that he wanted to do, which would have basically, I mean, no one likes to use the A word, but it would have granted amnesty to about 5 million people that are in the country, giving them Social Security benefits and such, and just kind of paving their road to citizenship. The governors in I think in just about half the state started to oppose this, saying, look, we can't afford it. This is going to be a big, you know, this is a problem to our system.
More of the same problem. Yeah.
Right. And so I went to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is short a judge with Scalia's position still open. And so it kicked it back to the Fifth Circuit as a tie verdict, basically. So the Supreme Court will get this back once another judge is appointed. But, of course, you know, President Obama goes on the circuit, and he was very upset about this not going through and pretty much blamed Republicans because they won't look at his nominee, Merrick Garland, to fill that position. He felt that if that position was filled, that this would have been a win for him, which is not necessarily the case, because amnesty is not, this would have not necessarily been
constitutional. Why is it all about him? Why is
it
always
boiled down victory, to... So who knows?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. If these people are real leaders, doesn't make a difference whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. In circumstances like this, when you hear something like that, it really does go to the heart of the issue of public service. And these people who have these huge egos that get these jobs that are there basically because they don't want to serve, they're interested in serving, but they're interested in serving themselves. And it has happened, and unfortunately, it's changed a lot since I was a kid, when you saw people who ran for public office who really did have the best interests at heart. I'm not saying that everybody who runs for office doesn't have good intentions, because I think they do. Maybe even this guy did. Mr. Hope and Change, he wanted to do things, and maybe he had good intentions, but he was corrupted by the system. Is it the system that corrupts? Is it the people who let themselves be corrupted? Why is it that some of his ideas are anathema to some people and they're great for others? Yeah, that's what makes the world go round. It's the different opinions and the sorts of things that we thrive on talking about. And hopefully coming up to agreements, or at least if we disagree, we're not disagreeable about this stuff. I just think this is the things. I'm going to dig a little bit deeper here for a moment, because when you look at the things that are a part of our daily life here, we've come to accept the things, the stupid things that are part of having a government like we have. We have our own, we have our ability supposedly to choose our leaders. We don't really. The system's been corrupted and hacked. But you wonder why they do some of the things that seem not to be in their best interest. For example, the administration last week announced that there are a number of colleges, I think it's 67 or 70, somewhere in that vicinity, who are going to get Pell Grants, to get money from the federal government to have men and women who are in college incarcerated get college classes, college teaching. So, in essence, they're going to go to school, and we're going to pay for it. And so I think to myself, all right, what's right and what's wrong about this? I think that the time that people serve in prison ought to be rehab, ought to be retraining, it ought to be, there ought to be something that comes out of it that will give the person the chance or the choice to do the right thing when they get out. And we all know that that's not the case with the penal system at the moment. It's an absurd hodgepodge of drama and nonsense that leads to more people when they get out of jail becoming criminals again than not. They just learn to be better criminals.
Well, you live in Virginia, and then you get the right to vote again.
Right. So here, this business, the Pell Grant program, is a federal program that's been broke for years. They don't have money to give money in grants. So I guess I would wonder, not that I don't want to see inmates get a better education, but aren't there more deserving people who are not crooks,
who are out on the street who need help. Sure, there are people who can't afford college who haven't committed a crime. So,
right. So why are we giving people who have committed crime Pell Grants when the people who haven't committed a crime, there isn't enough money to go? I don't get the thinking here.
I mean, I get the theory behind it, but I agree with you. The execution is so impractical.
It's impractical.
I mean, maybe prisons need their own school systems and become their own school
systems. And some of them have their own school systems. I know a couple. As a matter of fact, there's a state prison here in Framingham where I live that has an educational component to it. Teachers come in from the local school system, both college and high school, and they have classes and they teach, but it's not... They're paid for that out of state. There's a state funding thing, but they follow
the
practice.
What classes do they have there? Like how to knock off a 7-Eleven 101?
No. One.
Do you know what they have?
A million and
you know
one uses for a bobby pin.
Arts and crafts has a very different meaning in prison.
Right, yes, that's true. But seriously, do you know what the number one course is that's taken in the prisons in Massachusetts? What
Sex
you
ed?
Nope.
What?
That is not taught. English is a second language.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Sure, yeah.
People
wanting
to learn, sure.
Does that send me into a place I don't want to go? What did you start to say, Richie?
No, I will tell you, a friend of mine and his father for years went to the local county jail where I grew up and helped provide books and reading and classes. And they will tell you that, you know, while a lot of people wanted nothing to do with it, there was certain people who embraced it and they were really, really thankful that somebody was there to try and take them and help them do something different.
Right.
So, you know, while the percentage may not be 100% of people who embrace it in prisons, there are people who are saying, please help and I'll take whatever you can do.
It's a complex issue. Yeah, it's too bad that there isn't a
everything becomes
answer.
Complex because there are too many people. There's too much government.
And
it's just, everything's too big.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. All right, we'll continue in a moment with a focus on the theater. We enjoy theater. We enjoy a little drama. So the Democrats provided some of that this week with their sit-in that had actually some good thinking behind it. And once again, it's the execution and who's doing it. Pardon the pun, execution. That wasn't supposed to be part of the focus, but, you know, maybe that's how it plays out. And then the presidential race, all up and coming here. It's 43 past the hour.
Hey, this is Shaq. When I was playing ball, our team doctors helped me overcome pain with something called TENS therapy. And I see how Smart Relief is that same kind of therapy. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that immediately start blocking pain. Back, hip, knee, or shoulder pain. Even works for hours after you turn it off. Man, this Smart Relief is so smart, they should call it Shaq Relief. Ooh, I like that one. Somebody write that down for me. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain. Get my lawyer on the phone. You need to patent that.
Use only as directed.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
60 Seconds to a Better Life. You're listening to Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Executive coach Marshall Goldsmith has some advice for young people. Mind your own business.
Live your own life. People spend so much time in vicarious living. You know, my neighbor in New York was Lindsay Lohan. How many millions of hours were spent people reading about Lindsay Lohan, and Lindsay got drunk and she had a car wreck? And to the degree you can get young people to focus on, what do I want to become? Who do I want to be? How can I live my own life and not get lost in the lives of movie stars, athletes, gossip?
Maureen's no dummy, and neither are her guests on Doing What Works. It's her goal to find people who are energetic, fun, and who know how to provide answers to life's problem areas. We're glad you could join us today. You can also find Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
If you're not getting cash back for shopping, you're missing out. Download Ibotta now. I-B-O-T-T-A. It's the hottest app to earn cash on everyday purchases on groceries, apparel, electronics, beer, wine, and spirits, restaurants, and more. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Download Ibotta today, free from the App Store, and for a limited time, get $10 just for trying it. I-B-O-T-T-A. For cash back every time you shop, you've gotta Ibotta.
46 past the hour. Sorry. If I tell the story, it takes up all the rest of the time.
Yes, it is.
It's important that we get to these last two items for our consideration here on the charts. The list of things from Talkers Magazine that Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, and Doug Steffen are reviewing so that you can, in your mind, review. And you can give us feedback. Twitter at Good Day Show is a good place to go. 888-302-3684 is a good place to go. The push for gun legislation and the fact that we can't get anything done bothers me. And I know that Jennifer and I have had this conversation and don't agree. We agree in the main, but we don't agree on some of the aspects of it. Although I will tell you, seeing Nancy Pelosi sitting on the floor in the House sort of gave me cause to chuckle, and then I get riled up because I've got no use for her whatsoever, and I don't want her leading the charge.
I'm hoping Donald Trump renames Elizabeth Warren from Pocahontas to Sitting Bull.
Or Sitting Duck, one or the other.
The one thing here is that everybody pretty much agrees that something needs to be done.
Wants to get something done, right? Something needs to be done.
How to get it done. And I find that to be the case in most of the legislation,
Richie,
we're trying to pass, right?
The gun groups, the intransigence. But even Wayne LaPierre said on Meet the Jerks last week on NBC that he wanted to have everybody know the NRA didn't support drinking and having guns. So the worst, I think he was asked, would it have been better if there was a gun toting somebody in, if everybody in the club had guns, would it be, and you don't mix alcohol and guns, and I thought, frankly, hearing that from him, that was a refreshing
way. The NRA is all about, I mean, they are about responsibility and about safe gun ownership. They're not about, let's just, load everybody up and then fireball shots for everybody.
Well, they are. The organization may not be, but plenty of the members are, Jennifer. Plenty of members are.
Well, I'm a backlash because they're so worried about everybody trying to take away everything.
Some circumstances with good cause. With good cause.
I mean, but it's just, for God's sake,
wait a minute. Wait a minute. In what world do we need to have an automatic rifle so that people, you can say, well, we have a right to bear arms. Come on. There's a point at which there's a cutoff. That was never, if you have the right to bear arms and it's part of the Constitution, swell, except there's nobody who wrote the Constitution who had any idea there would be the kind of weaponry around that there is now.
It took them 10 minutes to load the second bullet. I mean, we really think
back then.
Yeah, but
not to the extent that they have now, but they had automatic guns. So
at some point, there's got to be some end up on this thing.
Somebody's got a bush. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Okay, number one, the presidential race. Is Mrs. Clinton, is this just more hot air? The business about her, the guy says that she cheated or didn't do something right with regard to the email, is that ever going to go away?
No.
Aren't there some more important things?
Where there's smoke, there's fire.
Really? Yeah, but there's more reasons not to vote for her than that.
FBI is a pretty good one.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Jennifer.
No
Thanks,
problem.
Richie. Thanks, Victoria. 50 minutes past the hour.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
He's Samoan. Yeah. Welcome back.
Well, yeah. I suppose you ought to explain that. Yeah. 53 minutes after the hour.
Talking
so
about Dwayne Ricky, Johnson.
Victoria. Jennifer. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. Why do we have the theme from Jaws again? Didn't we just do this? Come on, there's too much repetition here, Chuck. What's the big idea? Jaws is Jaws. We got it already.
I didn't do that. You must be having memory lapses. But anyway, there's a movie today called The Shallows opening with Blake Lively. It's a shark film.
Oh, yeah.
So I figured let's play the theme to Jaws. Actually, there's a few critics who say this is the best shark film since Jaws came out in 1975. Now, perhaps they didn't see Jaws 2 in 78, which is actually a very underrated, terrific sequel, which just arrived on Blu-ray this week for the first time in high definition, and it looks fantastic.
All right. Chucker has a review of Independence Day 2, plus some comments about Blake Lively next here on Good Day.
Well, you can keep going, sir.
Oh, I thought we had to have some commercials. Jeepers crow.
No, all right. No, no. It looks like we're all good.
Everything's fine. All right.
We're all good.
So, All right, so let's do a review of Independence Day, because this is the movie people will be talking about this weekend, even though Kevin Hart, Dwayne Johnson?
That came out last week. Central Intelligence.
How did it do?
It did okay. It did about $35 million in business, came in second, obviously behind Disney's Finding Dory, which was a complete blockbuster. Three movies open nationwide, Doug. You have Free State of Jones, the Civil War movie based on a true character played by Matthew McConaughey. It's called Free State of Jones. Then you got The Shallows, shark movie with Blake Lively, and Independence Day Resurrection. This is my opinion. You cannot go back two decades later. You know, originally, 20 years ago, I waited online for an hour outside the Ziegfeld movie theater in New York City to see Independence Day, and the movie was a blast. People were into it. It was a true event film. Last night, I went to see the sequel at 11 o'clock in Strasbourg with 13 people. So, very different feeling.
Boy, your life has changed,
Tucker. In 20 years, I'm married, I have a kid, and five cats. So, what are you going to do?
Every man's dream.
But in a lot of ways, Doug, this movie was like a 20-year marriage. In year 20, you know you're wasting your time, but you do it anyway.
So we'll pass that along to your wife, who has another 10 years to go, apparently.
He doesn't listen to the show, so it's okay. So anyway, this movie basically is half-baked, very little ideas. I must admit, it was fun to see some of the original cast, Jeff Goldblum, Bill Pullman. He was real good. Actually, Bill Pullman looks really good. Judd Hirsch comes back. He's fantastic in the original film. But you could tell he's trying to search for his character. And a lot of his scenes, I would have yelled cut and had him do them over. One of the sad moments of the film, and I say this in all seriousness, Robert Loggia, who passed away, I think, about six months ago, who was so good in the original film, has a very brief cameo in this movie. Doesn't speak. You could tell he was frail and ill, and it actually made me sad to watch that. And Brett Spiner, who played the mad scientist in the original film, who was very good, he's good in this film, but believe it or not, he almost comes across as the lead in the movie, believe it or not. There's a lot of different characters, and they're all over the place. None of them are fully realized, and it's very CGI-oriented. The big scenes that have the emotional impact in the original film, there's one big scene in this film with Bill Pullman that's supposed to have a huge emotional resonance, and it has absolutely none. Like, you feel nothing, and you're supposed to feel everything. I wouldn't tell people who love the original, like myself, not to see it, because it does have some entertainment value, but this part, Doug, of this movie that is so cheesy, I felt like I was watching Sharknado 5 on the big screen.
Wow.
That cheesy.
Oh, he got killed on the first one, didn't he?
And also, some of the effects look like they're not even finished. And
I thought that in the trailer. The trailer turned me off. I don't want to see just more mayhem and destruction for the. I want to see a story, and so I have no interest in seeing this whatsoever. And I just ask you.
Everything I said, other than that, the movie was fantastic.
I asked myself whether Quaid was in it, and then I thought to myself, how can that be? He was killed in the last one.
Yeah, his presence is missing, believe me. And Will Smith also. I give the movie a 4.5 out of 10. How's that?
Yeah. Sounds like 4. A waste of time.
What gives it the hat, Chuck?
Yeah.
it's not quite. If I gave it a 5, that would be half good, half bad. It's slightly less half bad than it is half good.
Okay.
All right, no time for Blake Lively, other than she's in the movie called The Shallows, opening up this weekend. Chuck.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.